Welcome to Religious Roundtable, a program sponsored by the Southern Berkshire Clergy Association and broadcast by our hometown station, WSBS Radio. I'm Vivian Orlowski, and I'll be moderating our discussion this morning. I serve as Quaker representative to the Southern Berkshire Clergy Association and worship at South Berkshire Friends Meeting. Today on Religious Roundtable, our topic is the Berkshire Threshold Choir. We are pleased to have three guests, Carol Emanuel, Linda Short, and Michelle Cousia, who are all members of the Berkshire Threshold Choir. Good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning.
So let's start off. What is the Threshold Choir all about, the overall concept and your mission in a national context?
This is Carol speaking, and Threshold Choir was begun by a woman in Marin County, Kate Munger, when she went to visit a friend who was dying, and she didn't know how to help him and be with him, and all of a sudden she started to sing, and she sang for 2.5 hours, and she noticed his breathing changed, he became more peaceful, and Kate began writing songs 15 years ago for this choir. And the choir honors the ancient tradition of singing softly at the bedsides of people who are ill and who are dying. And its mission is to bring comfort and peace to those people through song.
That's wonderful. Let's give our listeners a sample. Could you share one or two songs with us now?
In the quiet of this moment, I am at peace. All is well. In the quiet of this moment,
That's beautiful. We'll hope to have some more songs from you as we continue the program. But let's learn a little bit about the effort here in the Berkshires. You're part of a national movement, and how did this local Berkshire Threshold Choir start?
Vivian, I spend winters in California, in Northern California, where my son lives, and I sing in the Marin Threshold Choir there. And I just love it so much. There's so much sisterhood amongst the women. It's primarily a women's choir. There are 125 different chapters in the United States, but very few of them have men. Some of them do, but the Marin doesn't. And I was grabbed and brought to bedsides, and I wanted to create that same sisterhood and healing community here in the Berkshires.
So when did that happen here? When did that start?
Oh, so it happened in May?
Around May or June.
We are new. We're emerging, but we're emerged.
Well, we hope to start getting the word out about that now. And tell us, each of you, when did you each get involved, Michelle?
Well, I'm a singer. I like to sing. I sing in local choirs, and I'm a retired kindergarten teacher, so I've done a lot of singing in the classroom. But a friend, already from Marin, actually, told me about it, and I tried it, and I thought it was such a wonderful way to give back to the community a little bit. Now that I'm retired, I was looking for what would be my next step, and this emerged.
And you know, I just thought we tend to think of people who are very ill and or in their last months of their lives as elderly, but that's not always the case. You mentioned you were a kindergarten teacher. Do you know of any examples where young people have been, you know, recipients of your singing, or either here locally or on the national level? Is that something that's come up working with young people?
In Marin, we sing at an acute care facility, and uh-huh. there are many young people. We sang Incy Weedsy Spider and Jack and Jill to a little girl who'd been there for many years. I just want to say that because we're new, we're just now reaching out to various places. And somebody came up to us when we were at Kimball Farms from a nursing home that has a children's ward in Lenox, Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something to be explored.
That's wonderful. How about you, Linda? What about your involvement?
I found out about the new local chapter through the Shopper's Guide. I'm a longtime singer in choirs, was feeling a desire to get back into singing, but what was more significant for me was that over the last year, I had an opportunity to be present for 1 to 2 weeks in different cases with individuals who were dying and with their families. And then this Threshold Choir was put in my path, and here I am.
I just want to add that we were the recipients of not the choir, but of your singing when my husband was sick. He was not acutely ill, but it was pretty bad for him, and you offered to come over and join us for tea and sing for him and us, and we really enjoyed it. So I just want to show that this is evidently quite flexible in terms of how people can connect with you. Is that correct?
Well, yes, and I visited because I knew the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
More often, the typical scenario would be at least two of us who would be singing
mm-hmm.
In home or in a care facility.
Mm-hmm. So are you open to new members? What would be involved with somebody?
We're absolutely open to new members. Mm-hmm. I stopped the ad running in the Shopper's Guide when we got kind of a core, committed, loyal group, but mm-hmm. absolutely, we are open to new members, yes.
Would you like to share another song at this juncture?
We would
juncture?
Love to, and Vivian, let me just say that the only requirements in the Threshold Choir are that you love to sing, that you can carry a tune, you know, that your pitch is decent enough. But I must tell you that there are very deeply spiritual women in Marin who can't carry a tune, and they add such an enormous presence to the power of the group that I just wanted to add that.
Well, as we discussed, this is not entertainment. This is more of a spiritual commitment, so that certainly is suitable.
Prayer through song.
Exactly. Would it be time for another song now?
May you dwell in the heart, may you be free from suffering, may you be healed, may you be at peace. May you dwell in the heart,
if you just tuned in, you're listening to Religious Roundtable. I'm Vivian Orlowski from South Berkshire Friends Meeting and the Southern Berkshire Clergy Association. And our guests today are Carol Emanuel, Linda Short, and Michelle Kuzia. They are all members of the Berkshire Threshold Choir. And before you shared that wonderful song with us, you did mention that you're open to new members, but we didn't have any contact information. How about letting our listeners know about your website and any other way they could be in touch with you, and then we'll give that again at the end.
Thank you, Vivian. So not only for new members, but also for individuals or their families who might welcome a visit from members of our Berkshire Threshold Choir, you can contact us. There is a new website, the thresholdchoir.org/Berkshire. Another way that you might contact us is by telephone or email. Carol Emanuel, her phone number is 413-854-3295. Or email carolemanuel@roadrunner.com. Or you may contact me, Linda Short. My cell is 413-717-9910. Or email is leshort@hotmail.com.
Now we're talking about contact, but let's talk about institutional contact. This is not a religious group. It's non-sectarian. You don't have to be religious to join or to seek the type of visit that you just mentioned. However, in my reading about the Threshold Choir, people say what you just said, that this is like a prayer. It's not a performance. It's meaningful for those, whether they're affiliated with a particular religious group or not. But we do have churches and synagogues here in our region, and they might like to know more about what you're doing. Would you be interested in an invitation from local congregations to acquaint their members with you and your mission? Would you like to tell us about that?
Yes, we very much would love contact with some chaplains, rabbis, ministers. You know, Linda's a minister. I just want to add, Vivian, that, you know, we're not religiously affiliated in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Some of our lyrics are Buddhist lyrics. They're poems. They're things Ram Dass has said. We are all walking each other home. But if we walk up to a bedside, let's say at Fairview Commons, and it's a Jewish man, or it's somebody who's a retired rabbi, we have Hebrew songs. And if we walk into a home and we find out he's a Lutheran minister, we will pull out whatever we can that he would feel like is home for him.
Some hymns, perhaps?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well.
Was that your question, though?
Yes, okay. Yes. That was fine. Anyone have anything else to add to that? If not, how about adding another song?
Life, Grace, Trust? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me get the note.
I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home. I live my life in a river of grace. I trust this river will carry me home. I
Thank you. Without mentioning any names or distinguishing circumstances, could you tell us about some of your visits and reactions from those who you've visited?
I think I'm one of the newest members of the group, and I went to my first appointment recently, and it was amazing. This man was in quite a bit of pain, and we began to sing. And as we sang, his breathing became more regular. He leaned back on his pillow and was quiet and closed his eyes, seemed to really be comforted by the music. And I was very surprised.
That's incredibly powerful.
It's very powerful.
And not only for that individual, when we're in the home, we're also singing for any family members who are there and caregivers. And they too are comforted and soothed by the songs.
As are we.
Yes. We're often singing what's in the family's hearts. We're often the one expressing what's the inexpressible, which is very beautiful. And we watch as everyone has an experience, you know. Everyone is allowed to have their experience from the singing. That's what these songs are for.
Yeah, we live in such a high-tech world, and where logic and reason and all that is so valued, and certainly the medical profession is very scientific and all that, but we do lose something. We gain a lot with that, but we also lose a lot with that, and I think you're filling a really important need that I really appreciate. Let's see how much time we have left. And we have about another 7 or 8 minutes, and is there anything else in terms of your own experience? Excuse me. You've alluded to that somewhat, but is there anything else about your experiences? Perhaps Carol was the most experienced that you'd like to share?
Gosh, I was just thinking of, we'd like to sing a few more songs, but I was just thinking two thoughts to share with listeners. One is that this is, for me, the purest vibration of love that I have found on the planet, for me, and I'm a practitioner of various kinds of practices, spiritual practices, but it's very pure when you go to a bedside and you gaze into somebody's eyes, or if their eyes are closed, you gaze into their soul in some way, you know. But I must say, my confession, and I'm here confessing, is that when My mentor in California took me to the acute care facility, it was the scariest thing that I ever did. I was really confronting my deepest fears, and that is being around people who were truly suffering. And to see the joy that we brought them, and even joy in feeling what they were fighting feeling, there's joy in that too, being with what's really happening.
Well, that kind of mirrors the experience of the founder of the Threshold Choir, she was volunteering with this friend who was severely ill and dying of HIV/AIDS, as I understand.
Yes.
And she did everything when she visited him except to sit down with him because she didn't know, she couldn't, she feared confronting him, and she actually sang to kind of comfort herself.
Yes.
And that's how this all grew, because she saw the impact not only on herself but on him.
And it's a loop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You watch them relax as you relax. And I wanted to read a quote of Kate's.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "We are healed by our songs. Before the vibrations ever leave our bodies, we are blessed first, and then we send out the blessing."
That's we're all connected, right? So it's a feedback loop. How about another song? We have a few minutes left. We have about 6 minutes left.
We'll do two songs.
Two songs, okay.
May eternal light surround you, everlasting arms be around you. Know that love has bound you to our hearts. has bound you to our hearts. May eternal light surround you, everlasting arms be around you. Know that love has bound you to our hearts. Know that love has bound you to our hearts. May eternal light surround you. Everlasting arms be around you. Know that love has bound you to our hearts. Know that love has bound you to our hearts. And give me wings in the morning, so that I can fly. Give me wings in the morning, so that I can fly. Give me wings so I can rise above this beautiful world. Give me wings, give me wings, give me wings, give me wings. Oh, give me wings in the morning so that I can fly. Give me wings in the morning so that I can fly. Give me wings so I can rise above this beautiful world. Give me wings, give me wings, give me wings, give me wings.
Oh, thank you. That's great. What a change of tempo, but also very inspiring lyrics. How can people reach you if they'd like to request a visit for themselves or for their friends or family members? Once again.
Once again, you may reach the Berkshire Threshold Choir either by going online to our new website, thresholdchoir.org/Berkshire, or you may call Linda Short at 413-717-9910, or email me at leshort@hotmail.com. Or contact Carol Emanuel, her phone number 413-854-3295, and her email carolemanuel@roadrunner.com.
Thank you, thank you. Is there anything we haven't discussed that you'd like to add now? We have another minute or two, and that's about it.
I just wanted to add that there are people that join our choir that never sing bedside, that they just come to the group. We put a chair out, a lounge chair, and the members can take turns lying in the chair that folds back if they need to be comforted, if they need to have the love and care that the songs can provide. You don't need to be able to read music to be in our choir. There are many people who just listen once or twice to the song, My Turn, Your Turn, is the way we teach. And bingo, it enters your pores. This music just enters your skin.
Soaks in.
It just soaks in. So I know that I've seen tears flowing from people in my living room, lying in the chair as we sing for them.
So you rehearse, because I...
Thank you, Vivian. Yes. We rehearse twice a month on the first and the third Mondays at 2 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, because what for our listeners, I can see something that they can't, and I was really impressed to see. I expected you all to have sheet music in front of you, but you are doing this completely by heart, which explains what Carol just said.
Yes, as you hear today, we sing a cappella.
Yes.
And we learn the music.
By heart.
And it is in our hearts. We do not bring music with us.
I guess we have time perhaps for one more song or
yes, and, let's do it.
Let's see if we
can
fit that in.
So Many Angels? Yes?
Two points.
Let me just make sure we have the right note. That was it.
So many angels all around me. So many angels, it's you I see. So many angels gathered around. So many angels, it's you I found. So many angels all around me. So many angels, it's you I see. So many angels gathered around. So many angels, it's you I
Thank you. That was also beautiful. It seems like you have quite a repertoire. How large is your repertoire?
There are close to 500 songs in the Threshold Choir book. Yes. And when you become a member of the national organization, you get a book.
I see. So you have ample resources from which to choose. It's time to bring not only our discussion to a close now, but to the wonderful songs that you've shared with us, and I want to thank Carol Emanuel, Linda Short, and Michelle Kuzia from the Berkshire Threshold Choir. More information is online at thresholdchoir.org/Berkshire. And I also want to thank WSBS, our hometown station, for their ongoing support for Religious Roundtable. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for another Religious Roundtable discussion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Table is pre-recorded in the WSBS studios on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Any comments, viewpoints, or materials presented by the hosts and guests of the show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WSBS Radio and Gamma Broadcasting.